Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Voices of Reason in the Valley. Welcome, Antelope Valley. We have an awesome show today. We are featuring Sergeant Oscar C., who is a recruiting specialist for the Army based in Palmdale, California. Welcome, Sergeant C.
Hello, Ms. Schofield. How are you today?
I'm good, sir. I had the privilege or opportunity to meet Sergeant C when I was trying to get my grandson to enlist into the Army. He was so accommodating and very, very genuinely concerned. And let's talk about what you do, Sergeant C.
So what I do right now is, well, I'm a recruiter for the United States Army. All I do is I talk to people, I give them information, just educate them on what the Army, what it's like, what it offers, the kind of benefits and, you know, all the other stuff that the Army has. And then after that, it's up to the individual if they want to move forward in that process or not, you know. And once they decide to move forward in that process, all I do is just process the paperwork so they can join.
Okay, so my understanding is that you actually do go out to the local high schools in Antelope Valley do you just go to the ROTC students, or do you kind of service or provide the opportunity to enlist into the military or the Army specifically? Do you offer to all students?
Oh, yes, yes, without a doubt. We offer to everyone that is qualified to join. With that, there's a whole nother little thing on that.
But yeah, criteria, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But as far as like that criteria, beyond that, we don't discriminate. We give everyone the information if they want it, and then we move forward from there. But you'll see us at all the high schools doing presentations in some classes. Sometimes during lunch, we'll have table setups. I know a lot of the other services have certain competitions. Last competition we did was a deadlift competition. We can't do that because insurance reasons.
Yes. My goal is to, in this interview, actually provide options to young people for those that haven't selected a tangible career path, or for those that actually have, because some students, like the ROT students, they definitely know they want to go in specifically into a certain branch of the military. What did the Army do for you?
What didn't the Army do for me? So,
benefits, right?
Yeah. So, for me, like, the Army is my life. I came from a military family. My grandfather was in, my father was in, my older brother joined when he was old enough. Right now, my little brother is in the Georgia National Guard.
Wow.
Yes, but I'm the, currently right now, I'm the only active service member in my family, or my immediate family. And just, it's been absolutely amazing for me, the amazing people I've met, the things I've done. I've gone to several different countries. I've learned so much, and I've done so much. Just it's amazing. It's quite the journey.
So for frequently asked questions, you know, like boot camp, it's a 10-week training, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And you have four major locations where they actually train in the U.S. Is that right?
Yeah, roughly that. Fort Jackson, which is in one of the Carolinas. You have Fort Benning, which is where I went to, which is in Georgia. Then you have Fort Sill, Oklahoma. And then Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
I am so excited about this. Now, let's get into some frequently asked questions, okay? What is boot camp? What's that all about?
So its actual term is basic training. And it's exactly that. It's basic training. It's just getting you mentally and physically ready for the Army, because, I mean, how many people go out and decide to do a 12-mile road march in a certain amount of time carrying 35 pounds on their back? Almost nobody. So we have to get the individual ready to be able to do such a thing like that, so that way they can go throughout the rest of their Army career doing that. Because if we just give, a random kid a 35-pound backpack and tell him to go walk 12 miles, he's going to end up hurt, right? Because his body isn't that. So it's just about getting him physically and mentally ready.
Wow. Now, tell me this. I would love to actually walk through the whole process of day one at boot camp.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say
on the wall, with the gear. They have to be sized up for uniforms, get their boots, right? All of that, right? Get assigned to barracks and where they're gonna sleep and all, right? Okay, let's talk about that. Okay.
So what everyone calls boot camp is actually broken up several parts. The first section being reception, which is where you get sized up for your uniforms. You get issued all your gear and everything like that. You also in process into the Army, so that way they make sure that they have all your stuff right. You know, all your family members or your system, so that way they get all the benefits that they are entitled to.
Okay.
Et cetera. Okay, and then after that, then they actually start what's called day zero of basic training. And that's basically just where they do get issued, like, hey, this is your basic training barracks, take care of it. These are the, condition standards and expectations of you. Where they learn all that stuff. And then they have a little high-stress stuff going on. I know for the infantry now, we're doing the what's called the first 100 yards as a accreditation to, in the infantry. We have what's called the last 100 feet, and that's our job. But, sometimes I think armor, they call it the Thunder Run, which is just the introduction to basic training and what is expected of each individual trainee as they go throughout basic training.
Okay, so there is a background check, right? If you want to be
going.
Okay. And there is a test that has to be taken, an exam. Is that right?
The Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery.
Okay. And so they have to have a certain score. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. A 31 at the very least. The higher, the better, though.
Okay. And that actually gets them to be able to select what kind of training they will get?
Yes, ma'am. What kind of job that they get to do?
A job. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, can you be married? Can you be married?
Of course.
Can you go to college while you're in the Army?
Yes, you can. We actually have a specific program that really help accommodate that called CONAP. It's the Concurrent Admissions Program.
Wow, that's interesting. I'm so excited. I just wish more young people would go this route. I mean, you look at free housing, you look at free food.
Yes,
three
ma'am.
Square meals, you look at a paycheck every 2 weeks hitting your bank account, you looking at clothing, they give you your clothes and everything, and that's amazing to me. Then you look at lifelong benefits such as education, health, when you get out there, the connections to careers, like after the Army, being able to be selected for certain jobs, and sometimes you get preferences and you get more points in certain governmental agencies, and then you get to buy a house, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You get a GI Bill. So I'm like, wow, why don't more young people sign up, right? To my surprise, I'm going to say this, and I'm not saying that, I was shocked. I mean, not shocked, but when you told me, well, I have to be to interview, we got to clear with my boss. And I don't know why I was thinking your boss was going to be a white male. And then when I met her, she's a, black female, and she's an awesome individual. And then it just gave me like, wow, there's so many opportunities even for women of color to move up in leadership and rank in the armed forces. And I'm like, wow, I'm just encouraging. I have a friend that I grew up with. She lived across the street from me, and she moved down. She was a police officer, believe it or not, in D.C. Mm-hmm. for years. And then she moved down to Florida after she retired to start a goat farm, right? And so she has she has a daughter that just enlisted into the military. And I'm like, wow, you know. So I like to see young women also participate. It's not just for males. And there's so many benefits, you know, that the young people can have. And if they really don't have a tangible plan, the Army will help them put their lives together. And the younger you go in, to me, the better, you know.
I would definitely say that the Army, when you start off, is it's better as a young individual's game. Mm-hmm. However, though, at the same time, if you come in while you're a little bit older, there's certain perks that happen. Like statistically, if you come in older, you get promoted a little bit faster because, well, you know, you know life better.
So, a little mature, balanced.
And the leadership looks at that and they're like, all right, we're gonna give this guy the benefit of the doubt before we give that younger 18-year-old that, you know, he just left, or, you know, he or she just left home. And as for the opportunities for multiple types of people, multiple races of people and everything, in the Army, we don't ever look at that. Like my boss actually just changed recently. We have now a Hispanic male in charge of the office now.
Okay.
And Sergeant Davis, the boss you met, she got promoted. She's now a master sergeant.
But
at the same time, something that we never look at in the military is gender, race, religion, you know, all of that stuff. We have this entire program called EO, and in it, it basically preaches that when you're in the Army, you're green. That's it. It's all, what are you capable of doing? Because the Army is a meritocracy. The better you can perform, the better you are in the Army.
So there's two mandatory things. Obey the last command, and when your superior shows up, salute them. Is that right?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. I love your background. I know that we're going to be aired, so they won't be able to see it because we're doing a Zoom interview right now. But I would love to come back and do some kind of session where you could actually be seen with that background. Do a Zoom presentation to the community, the Antelope Valley community. I appreciate you so much. Okay, I have some more questions. Now, once you get in the Army and you have selected a career or a job that you want to do, so what's the process and how long does it take to be trained?
So that part is ultimately up to the job that you choose.
Okay.
So when you're joining the Army, you of course take that ASVAB first. Mm-hmm. And then with the Army, you're able to choose your job before you go sign a contract. And once you do that, it has everything right there with your reservation about like how long your basic training is going to be, how long your AIT is going to be, which is your advanced individual training. That's where you actually learn to do your job. There are some jobs that are like 4 weeks, and there's other jobs that all your training comes up to close to about a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah. I have a friend that's a sergeant, and he was talking to my grandson. He was like, he had a baby on the way at 19. He decided to sign up. And now he's made a career out of it. He's still active, and he makes six figures. So he's you know, he paid his due or earned his stripes, so to speak. And I and he's a Christian, so he's been able to witness to a lot of other individuals, and they became Christians as well with his influence. Also, I have a friend that's running for the 36th State Assembly District, and he Jethro Elise, and he was telling me about his experiences in the Army, and he said it made a man out of him and got him prepared for life, and then he came out and went to Howard University at HBCU. Then he, you know, got into the health field, got married to his wife, is the dean of students at Antelope Valley College, and now he's running for state assembly, and they're raising beautiful families. So yeah, Army. I have uncles and a nephew and cousins that all were in the Army, and my cousin he brags about how his income is greater than people that work every day. All the benefits he gets from, you know, being in the Army. He went in at 18. So yeah. So tell me this. What is the one thing you want to give as we close out the interview to people who have been considering coming into the Army?
So the one thing that I've learned throughout my time, especially as a recruiter, because when you're actually in the Army and you're doing your job and everything, you know, you don't really give too much thought towards all the benefits. You're too focused on what's happening at the here and the now.
Yes.
But once I've come in and been a recruiter, I actually see, because I have to talk to everyone about the benefits, and oh my goodness, the amount of benefits that we have is absolutely amazing. Just the amount of money we have in that alone. Mm-hmm. That's just in the tangible stuff. Then you have the untangible stuff, right? Which mm-hmm. is leadership experience, just the knowledge gained from that. And not only that, but you know, you also go on adventures every other day, pretty much. I've been, you know, several places, Korea. I've been with some amazing people. I've met living legends, and it's absolutely amazing. And like, honestly, if there's a cheat code to life, it's the military. I'm being serious. It sets you up for life. All you have to do is a basic 3-year contract, and mm-hmm. the amount of money you get just from 3 years is absolutely incredible.
So it's not just a career, it's really an adventure, right?
It really is.
But I will tell you this. I have multiple college degrees, wonderful life experiences, had great jobs, worked as have my own businesses. But I will tell you this. I have a few regrets in life, but one is that I did not go into the military. And that's why I guess I'm really pushing it to get young people to really consider the military as an option. Amen. And not just an option, but a good option. Amen. Thank you so much, Sergeant C. I appreciate you. I'm proud of you, young man. I love the way you engage in people that come through your office to consider joining the Army. You impressed me, and that's why I just had to interview you.
Okay, ma'am.
Oh, how can people get in touch with you?
Oh, so you can either call me, but I'd rather you just get a hold of me through Instagram at SSGSEE Recruiting. I'm the only Staff Sergeant C I know of.
They can Google like I did Army recruitment in Lancaster and get the office number, right?
Yes,
but
ma'am.
But go ahead and give your number.
For the Palmdale office, though. So my number is 818-271-6482.
Once again?
818-271-6482.
And your Instagram, once again?
SSGSEE Recruiting.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure interviewing you. Looking forward to working with you in the future. Be blessed.
Oh, thank you. I hope to see you again here soon, too.